This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're going to start things off with a very special guest, BJ. Very excited to have him back in studio, too. So it's nice to get some normalcy again. But doing great stuff with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And, of course, we're doing Coach for Kids with them in Operation Warm. But please welcome from the Washington State Council of Firefighters, Dean Shelton.
There he is. There he is.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, back in studio again.
Turn the mic towards his mouth.
Yeah, that's
there we go.
That's it. A little up on him there, Vic. So we get full power to the microphone. Power. There we go. Dean, how you doing, buddy?
You know, it's great to be back. Obviously, our hiatus over the last couple of years. So to be back on the show and be back here in person, even more importantly, is just fantastic. So thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Of course, the Washington State Council of Firefighters. What can we say? I mean, you guys do so much great work. Obviously, just helping people's lives just when things go bad, but then the stuff that you're doing when there's not a fire emergency of any kind, like Coats for Kids, getting involved with that is so sweet. And for me, if it's about kids, I'm in. I just, there's a lot of charities out there, but I don't know what it is. You just say kids and I'm like, how can I help? And maybe because there's no partisanship, there's no fighting, there's just this innocence. It reminds me when I wasn't judged, like you just see them and go, who doesn't want to help? There's no reason not want to help kids for any reason. I'm always in.
Well, I appreciate you guys saying that. You know, we as firefighters are privileged to get to do what we do. I mean, we feel like our job is not a job, right? We look forward to coming to work. We look forward to doing what we do. This time of year is super special for us because we do get an opportunity based on our brand as union firefighters and members of the Washington State Council of Firefighters that we're doing everything from food drives to coats to adopting families. We have members throughout the state of Washington that are doing things that aren't just coats, but this coat program is amazing and it's successful because of our partnerships with people like you.
Yeah, Steve.
Thank you.
Good job.
We were talking during the break about how, oh man, last year was insane how much money was raised that night to Coats for Kids. It was like over $80,000. And every year we'd go into it and we're like, I don't know if we could top that, even if we do half of that. And every year the Rockaholics step up and I go on the donation page just this morning just to see. And shout out to someone like Jared Dunning, $300 just donated to Coach for
Kids. Thank you, Jared.
Which is pretty awesome. Max Anderson donated, joining the 69 Club, which I don't know if you're familiar with there.
I might be familiar with the 69 Club.
Dean definitely might be familiar, but has to be. No comment.
Well,
no
Max comment, Anderson, people. Joshua Coleman both joined the 69
Woo!
Club.
That's what we're talking about.
Awesome. Our buddy Brett from B. Jolly Lotion as well. Everyone donating $69, which is just a fun, silly thing to say that you're part of the 69 Club. At the end of the day, the more money we can raise, the better. And it's thanks to all the Rockaholics, even something like Wendy Carter, $50 to Coach for Kids. It's a couple of coats right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Rockaholics are the most generous people on the face of the earth. And, you know, we've seen that probably with what our partnership has been going on for so many years now. It's just unbelievable how much generosity that your listeners, those Rockaholics, have to help us, the firefighters, get into these classrooms, get into these schools, get into these after school programs in which we get warm coats on kids who may or may not have a coat and may have never ever seen a brand new coat, that's for sure, in some of these instances. And we're privileged to get to do that, and it's just an awesome feeling.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that I like about this whole idea. And I have resolution issues. So sometimes giving to charities, you go, God, we just don't know how long it's going to take. Then you wonder, like, how much of this money is going to go anywhere? But with Coats for Kids, you literally see the kids wearing the coat. It's like, wow, my money did this. Here you guys are, and we post videos. You guys post videos. Like Steve said, the great looks on their face. Like you talked about the joy that they have. And that for me is like, okay, kids, and I see my money going somewhere, which makes it so easy for me to go, yeah, this is a charity I want to get involved with because I'd like to feel like I'm making a difference. And you see that happen so quickly.
Yeah, actually, you know, if you big shout out to our Central Pierce firefighters, Local 726, Whaukam firefighters, Local 106, Marysville firefighters, Local 3219. If you're in any of those communities and you know the which coats we put on kids, which are pretty obvious, yeah, it's awesome. Walking down the street, you see a kid with a brand new coat, you see them smiling. But big shout out to, you know, there's so many locals that are participating. I just listed three. But the involvement in Western Washington up and down I-5 is just unbelievable. And we're only able to do that based on the fundraising efforts. And we're only as successful as the Rockaholics are in their generosity.
Yeah, and Dean, you know, the idea, I just look at it this way. If you're in a position of leadership in this state and someone throws this number out there, 300,000 children living in poverty, which means that could be that many kids without coats as we get to freezing temperatures here. It, to me, if I'm in a position of authority, it's a major embarrassment. And that's why I say I love there's no partisanship, because there's no fighting. Those kids should have coats. We, as adults, our job is to make sure that they be taken care of. I think that's why the Rockaholics jump on board, because you go, well, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't everybody help out if they can?
Absolutely. You know, we all have social issues that are priorities to us, but in the end, you know, I think we all appreciate children, and the fact is that we need to do better taking care of children, and children deserve food on the table. They deserve to be warm. They deserve to have a safe place to live. And, you know, this is one of those aspects that we as the firefighters are able to assist. And obviously you and your listeners help us do that. And it's fantastic. And we're super proud about that relationship with Operation Warm. And, you know, this program is just unbelievable to me. And that's why I keep plugging it and trying to make sure that it continues here in the state of Washington, for sure.
And we're happy to help. But man, what you guys, the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm do, I mean, you're making it happen. You're executing it so that they get the coats. And, you know, we get to just sit there and blab our mouths off and do our part. But you guys, you're the ones that make sure it happens. And all it takes is $20 for a new coat. That is it. $20. And if you don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't have $20. Guess what? If you and 19 other people go, I only have a dollar, that puts a new coat on. And when we know how many skillions of people live within the sound of our voices, you really can make a difference. And you can even make a difference on social media. Even if you don't have any money, but you have friends, you can go out there and say, hey, help out kids. Just text KISW give to 44321. That's all you got to put on Twitter or Facebook. That's all you got
to
do.
Maybe you're old school. There's even a link to click on if you want to mail a check.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Wait, a check?
Check. What are you checking?
All right. Well, but can I stand in the seven items or less grocery line while I make out this check to Coats for Kids and really piss everybody off while I'm writing a check in the grocery line?
Oh, I mean, shout out to Wendy Logan donated $100.
Oh, that's Wendy.
Awesome. Thanks, Wendy.
Elliot Clark, $100 as well.
I always like that Elliot kid.
Talking about $20 puts a coat on a kid. Carrie and Stephen Hutchinson donated $20 right there. Boom.
Yeah, that's all it takes. And we want to thank Palace Law, because they said they would match up to $1,000 in donation, and they're always helping out. It is so easy. You can go to KISW.com. Like Steve said, you can write a check. You can also text KISW give to 44321. You can go on. You can do anything. I mean, you know what? You can walk the money down, and you can go to Vicky's house. Okay, maybe you shouldn't do that. But
that's,
you know,
frowned upon.
You can go to Dean's Firehouse. I'm sure they would take it.
Absolutely. You can Venmo me personally. I'm happy to write that check for you. But, you know, whatever. But it's easier just to get online and do it, and we all, you know, have that capability to do that. You know, if you think about how much we spend on a coffee or an energy drink during the week, you know what, maybe just sacrifice one of those during the week and donate to a great cause.
Damn, have you seen the price of like Whoppers too? A couple Whoppers would put a brand new coat on a kid.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
It is.
All right, now you're asking too much. I gotta sacrifice. I'll sacrifice one Whopper.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, you know what? Usually I'm a two Whopper a day guy, but I'll sacrifice one. You know, and I'm a guy that likes to, you know, look, the older you get, the more you try to find hope in life. And a lot of times the older you get, the more you, for some reason, I don't know what happens. I don't know if it's a DNA thing, but somehow you get more miserable and think everything sucks. I don't know why
that's been that way forever.
All right. Well, I'm trying to make a change. But where I find hope is in the kids, because, you know, you just you see those kids, and Dean, you see it. They don't have all the bitterness, you know, and it's amazing, especially some of these kids where, you know, they don't have a lot. And still you're like, I don't understand how you're not. You should be more bitter than you are, and you're not. You still are amazing. And I have a lot of hope, like these kids. It's a couple of acts of kindness. Like all of a sudden they go, wait, some random people I don't know gave me a coat. That ripple effect as they grow up and they all of a sudden become the people in power and they do what they do, it's an amazing positive effect that is just so easy to help and give you hope for what the future of humankind can be, because I know those kids will come from a great place when they see that happen for themselves.
Yeah, you know, our partnerships and our abilities to get into the schools, you know, it's said that education is the great equalizer, and we recognize that. We also know that community's safety is based on education and the quality of education, and one way that we can help kids become educated is that they have a nice warm coat so they can focus on their schoolwork. Mm-hmm. You know, the reality is that if they're worried about food on the table, or they're worried about staying warm, or what they look like at recess, that those are things that are distractions to them. And, you know, all kids deserve an opportunity. We believe that firmly as the firefighters, and we're going to do everything possible to create strong and safe communities. And this is one way that we can also assist in that.
We have a very serious text message that's for you there.
Oh, okay. All right.
This person has a theory. He says, there's a theory. I believe that there's a looks aptitude test in order to become a firefighter. I feel like the firefighters, they recruit from modeling agencies. Why are firefighters so hot? Debunk this for me.
You know what? Firefighters are like anybody else. Radio DJs.
Oh,
doctors,
no, no, no. Wait a second.
You know what?
No, it's all Dean. Not when it comes to the looks department. Dean. No,
you're literally turned around in your seat, not looking at us right now.
Yeah.
You're
just making stuff up now.
Yeah,
Dean, seriously, when I saw you, too, because we haven't seen you in a while, I'm like,
you're struggling not to laugh even saying that.
Yeah. The guy's in amazing shape. And meanwhile, I'm me, and we're all us. And
a building's burning, I'm not asking you to carry me.
Hey, listen, this isn't about me. This is about the kids. Let's get back to the kids.
Handsome firefighters.
When was the last time you saw a shirtless radio DJ calendar? That just doesn't exist, Dean.
Nobody's putting money in that boot.
No, they are not. you know what? We need to investigate this, but there is something. I will say this. There's probably something about, well, you know what? You're doing good stuff for people. Makes you happy. When you're happy, you look good. And then, you know, there's me, who I don't know if I do anything for anybody except this. This is what, through osmosis, I hope that maybe I get firefighter good looking by helping out the Washington State Council of Firefighters, getting these coats on kids. Dean, every year you come in, you help us out, and of course you and Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters orchestrate all this. I cannot thank you so much. I know you have a lot of love for us, but you guys and gals and everybody make it happen, and that's so important. You talk about what is important for children to see a good education. Kindness is also important. When children see that folks they don't know are kind, because they sure have plenty of examples of the other thing. So that's the other beautiful thing, is they get to see, wait, there are kind people in the world who there's no reason, there's no benefit. You're not doing this for anything but kindness. And I am so grateful to all the people involved with this, because that is a great message for the kids to see. And they will take that message. I know they will.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said that. You know, I'm proud to represent the firefighters. You know, in this state, I'm really lucky. President Dennis Lawson, Secretary Treasurer Greg Markley, and myself, you know, we have value in this program as far as what it means to us. And the time of year, you know, is just a bonus, right? This time of year is hard on people. And we are very fortunate. And that kindness thing, that word that you just used, we need more of it. And I don't think we can ever have too much of it. Nobody's ever died of kindness. And being more kind and putting our you know, differences aside, as we move forward into the holidays, I think it's super important for all of us to remember.
That's a great message. That's Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters. He and so many great people are helping get those coats on kids. You can help too. Just $20 puts a brand new coat on a child that needs one. Many great ways to donate. You can just text KISW Give to 44321. You can also go to KISW.com. And Dean, thank you every year for allowing us to be part of something that's really, really awesome and makes a difference. Coats for kids, whatever you can do, Rockaholics. You've come through in the clutch before, so we greatly appreciate what you have done, what you will do. Again, KISW.com. com is where you go. Dean, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me once again. And thanks again for all you do. And the Rockaholics, thank you out there for listening and obviously for your generosity. We can't thank you enough.
We're around $3,500 raised so far, and we just started things
Look
up.
At
so
this.
Let's keep it going, Rockaholics.
Are you kidding me? $3,500
already. Awesome.
That's unbelievable. Now, Danny, you don't take any of that money, Danny, because I know there's a lot of stuff you like.
Okay.
All right, thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.